THE HATE DISEASE by Mary Leinster. Chapter 1. The Med Ship Esclipus 20 rode in overdrive while her ship's company drank coffee. Calhoun sipped at a full cup of strong brew while Murgatroyd the Tormal drank from the tiny mug suited to his small furry paws. The astrogation unit showed the percentage of this overdrive hop covered up to now, and the needle was almost around to the stop pin. There'd been a warning gong an hour ago, notifying that the end of overdrive journeying approached. Hence the coffee. When breakout came, the overdrive field must collapse and the Duhane cells down near the small ship's keel absorb the energy which maintained it. Then Esclipus 20 would appear in the normal universe of suns and stars with the abruptness of an explosion. She should be somewhere near the sun Tallien. She should then swim toward that Sol-type sun and approach Tallien's third planet out of the less-than-light speed rate necessary for solar system travel. And presently she should signal down to ground and Calhoun set about the purpose of his three-week journey in overdrive. His purpose was a routine checkup on public health on Tallien 3. Calhoun had lately completed 5 such planetary visits with from 1 to 3 weeks of overdrive travel between each pair. When he left Tallien 3, he'd head back to Sector Headquarters for more orders about the work of the Interstellar Medical Service. Murgatroyd zestfully licked his empty cup to get the last least drop of coffee. He said hopefully, "Gee?" He wanted more. "I'm afraid," said Calhoun, "that you're a sybarite, Murgatroyd. This impassioned desire of yours for coffee disturbs me." "Gee," said Murgatroyd with decision. "It's become a habit," Calhoun told him severely. "You should taper off. Remember, when anything in your environment becomes a normal part of your environment, it becomes a necessity. Coffee should be a luxury to be savored as such, instead of something you expect and resent being deprived of." Murgatroyd said impatiently, "Gee, gee!" "All right, then," said Calhoun. "If you're going to be emotional about it, pass your cup." He reached out and Murgatroyd put the tiny object in his hand. He refilled it and passed it back. "But watch yourself," he advised. "We're landing on Tallien 3. It's just been transferred to us from another sector. It's been neglected. There's been no med service inspection for years. There could be misunderstandings." Murgatroyd said, "Gee!" and squatted down to drink. Calhoun looked at a clock and opened his mouth to speak again when a taped voice said abruptly, "When the gong sounds, breakout will be 5 seconds off." There was a steady, monotonous tick-tock, tick-tock like a metronome. Calhoun got up and made a casual examination of the ship's instruments. He turned on the vision screens. They were useless in overdrive, of course. Now they were ready to inform him about the normal cosmos as soon as the ship returned to it. He put away the coffee things. Murgatroyd was reluctant to give up his mug until the last possible lick. Then he sat back and elaborately cleaned his whiskers. Calhoun sat down in the control chair and waited. "Bong," said the loudspeaker, and Murgatroyd scuttled under a chair. He held on with all 4 paws and his furry tail. The speaker said, "Breakout in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. There was a sensation as if all the universe had turned itself inside out, and Calhoun's stomach tried to follow its example. He gulped and the feeling ended, and the vision screens came alight. Then there were 10,000 myriads of stars, and a sun flaming balefully ahead, and certain very bright objects nearby. They would be planets, and one of them showed as a crescent. Calhoun checked the solar spectrum as a matter of course. This was the sun Tallien. He checked the brighter specks in view. 3 were planets and 1 a remote brilliant star. The crescent was Tallien 3, 3rd out from its sun and the midship's immediate destination. It was a very good breakout, too good to be anything but luck." Calhoun swung the ship for the